How far would the president go to crack down on cartels? Lisa Brady, Fox News. White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre sidestepping a question about possible use of the U.S. military while answering questions about a deadly kidnapping in Mexico.
When it comes to Americans' lives and when it comes to the safety of Americans, the president's always going to make sure that that is a top priority.
Two of the four Americans kidnapped Friday in Mexico are dead. Two others were found alive, brought back to the U.S. by ambulance.
Mexican officials confirm that police had found Lativia McGee and Eric Williams with a wound in his leg in a small house outside Matamoros, rural area. However, Zindel Brown and Shahid Woodward were found dead in a field nearby.
Fox's William Lajeunesse. A relative says McGee, a mother of six, was making a return trip to Mexico for a tummy tuck. The Americans possibly caught in fighting between rival cartels. They're not buying what China is selling. A bipartisan group of U.S. senators sponsoring a bill that would give the Biden administration new powers to ban TikTok and other foreign technologies over security threats. The White House says it supports that effort. Some lawmakers also want a ban on Chinese-made cranes used at U.S. ports over spying concerns.
Reportedly, some national security and Pentagon officials have gone so far as to compare these cranes to a Trojan horse. While they're inexpensive, they contain sophisticated sensors that can register and track containers, prompting concerns that China could capture information about material being shipped in or out of the country to support U.S. military operations. Normally, they're delivered fully assembled and then remotely operated through Chinese-made software, and that's a design that industry executives tell me could make it possible for Beijing to siphon intelligence or, worse, disrupt our supply chain.
Fox possesses Kelly O'Grady at the Port of L.A. A Chinese official calls the crane concerns paranoia and an effort to mislead the American public. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
23 suspects charged with domestic terrorism make their first court appearance in DeKalb County, Georgia, after a protest that turned violent over the weekend at a public safety training facility outside Atlanta.
After hearing from a character witness and the mother of 25-year-old Massachusetts resident Timothy Bilodeau, who's charged with domestic terrorism, Judge A.W. Davis said,
I'm going to deny bond and find there's a significant risk of danger to persons and property in this community at this stage of the case. And there is a lack of ties to this community.
She denied bond for the second defendant as well. Authorities say all but two of those charged with domestic terrorism were from out of state. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A first-of-its-kind lawsuit in Texas over conflicting exceptions in abortion bans that plaintiffs say put their lives at risk.
The Center for Reproductive Rights filing the suit on behalf of five women and two obstetricians related to overlapping abortion bans in Texas, particularly pointing to the medical emergency exceptions in all three laws, which have resulted in widespread confusion.
No one should be forced to wait until they are at death's door to receive health care.
Center for Reproductive Rights CEO Nancy Northup outside the Texas Capitol building in Austin, joined by some of the women suing over their experiences with reproductive health care following the reversal of Roe v. Wade, like Lauren Hall, whose doctor forced her to seek life-saving measures out of state.
Fox's Matt Napolitano. The Fed chief warns Congress the inflation fight has a long way to go.
There's little sign of disinflation thus far in the category of core services, excluding housing, a category that accounts for more than half of core consumer expenditures.
So, Jay Powell says the central bank may have to pick up the pace of rate hikes yet again. They have another meeting coming up later this month. Today, the Dow dropping about 575 points. The S&P and the NASDAQ also tumbling more than 1%. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.